Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to Christian Assembly. My name is Alex. I'm so glad that you have joined us today, and we're going to start our year right by giving honor, glory, wisdom, and strength to our God, who is the source of hope. And I want to read this passage from the scriptures to you as we draw near to worship. First Peter says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because in his great mercy, he's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for us, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. So in all this, we greatly rejoice, though now for a little while we may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of our faith, of greater worth than gold which perishes even though refined by fire, that they may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. And though we have not seen him, we love him. And even though we do not see him now, we believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for we are receiving the end result of our faith, the salvation of our souls. So help us to receive the end result today, the salvation of our souls, as we look to you, our great living hope, O God, in this new year. So let's declare together, I have a hope, because I have a hope. I have a future. I have a destiny that is yet awaiting me. My life's not over. A new beginning's just begun. I have a hope. I have this hope. God has a plan. God has a plan. It's not to harm me, but it's to prosper me and to hear me when I call. He intercedes for me. He's working all things for my good, though trials may come. I have this hope. Let's sing, I will yet praise. I will yet praise him, my great redeemer. I will yet stand up and give him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and he turns it into light. I will yet praise him, my Lord, my God. Let's sing this promise. My God is for me. My God is for me. He's not against me. So tell me whom then. Tell me whom then shall I fear? He has prepared for me. Great work he'll help me to complete. I have a hope. I have this hope. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. They're gonna follow me. And all forever dwell in the house of my great King. No eye has ever seen. Oh, he's preparing there for me. Though trials may come, I have this hope. I will yet praise him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and he turns it into light. I will yet praise him, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my God. So we sing, this is the day. This is the day that you have made. Whatever comes, I won't complain. My hope is in your name. Now your joy awaits my parade. Let's give thanks together. I give thanks for all you have done, and I will sing of your mercy and your love. Your love is unfailing. Lord, I am grateful. Down. planting my feet on higher ground. So here I stand, you are my God, your faithfulness, my solid rock. I give thanks for all you have done, and I will sing of your mercy and your love. In this moment, let's worship Him. And as we lift our hands, the heavens open, the heavens open. So let our lives declare the love our God has spoken over us. And as we lift our hands, the of that truth today, Lord. We stand upon your love and the great living hope we have in Christ the Son. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. I'm waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Sing, your promise still stands. Your promise still stands, 'cause great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, 'cause this is my confidence. You never fail me. I know the night won't last, 'cause I know the night won't last. come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Cause Jesus, you're still enough. And keep me within your love. Cause my heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Your promise still stands. And great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. Cause this is my confidence. Still stands, your promise still stands, and great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, cause this is my confidence, you never fail me. Let's sing this promise. I've seen you move. I've seen you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again. I see you. A hallelujah in the middle of our circumstance. So what would you say?
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the
how we fight. I'm gonna sing,
cause I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. I raise a hallelujah.
raise a hallelujah.
I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I'll raise a hallelujah.
Oh, help us, Lord, by the power of your Spirit.
Louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
It's been so good to worship with you this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you for your grace, which sustained us and carried us through both the good things and the hard things of this past year. We have been reminded how much we need you and rely on your presence filling us each and every day. And Lord, as we move into this new year, thank you that you make all things new. So fill us with your hope for what is to come. We pray for your Spirit to give us grace for continued perseverance and peace, and to lead each and every day in 2021. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Happy New Year, everyone, and to our first-time visitors and guests, thank you so much for joining us today. Next week, we begin a new weekend teaching series called What I Can Do, Making the Most of What God Has Put Under Your Control. Last year, we talked a lot about what we can't do, and often we can become so focused on that we lose our focus on what God has put under our control. So join us as we focus on what God's word tells us we can do with his help, no matter what circumstances might come our way in 2021. We want to encourage you to continue giving online through our Christian Assembly LA app or our website by clicking on the Give tab. And also thank you for your generosity in 2020. And now let's continue in our worship as we hear from Bo Flores and our message for today.
Well, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021. My name is Bo. I am the lead pastor of our Fusion community, our 18-35-year-old community at Christian Assembly. And I'm so grateful that you are starting your new year with us here at Christian Assembly. We made it to a new year. For many, 2020 felt like the longest year ever. And the joy of a fresh start and a new year is really exciting for you. And yet, you probably noticed that we didn't wake up on January 1st to a problem-free world. COVID has not been magically eradicated in this new year. Your school loans or your car payments didn't vanish with the turning of a calendar. The relational messes of last year aren't suddenly healed. Many of the problems and issues of the last year are still problems and still issues. Now, I don't want you to begin this new year bummed out or disappointed. There is something special about the start of a new year and the opportunities it provides to make changes, to begin putting new effort and new energy into new life-giving things. That's true about a new year. But we have to be realistic. In this new year, any areas that you plan on seeing a new you are going to require new effort. You will need to put new energy into new things in order to see new results. And today we're going to read from God's word and talk about the effort of hope. That hope is a choice that requires a decision and energy from us. Let's pray together as we turn to God's word. So Jesus, we thank you for this new year, for all of the possibilities and new opportunities that lay in front of us this year. Jesus, more than anything, we pray that we would sense your presence in this new year, that we would experience your goodness and your faithfulness in this new year the way that we did in the years gone by. Speak to us, we pray through your word in Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me ask, what do you long for? Are there things in this world and in your life that you find call out to you, that you miss when you don't have them and that you look forward to? When I first wake up, first thing in the morning, I long for a cup of coffee. If I can just get to my coffee setup, my grinder and my Chemex, I know I can get my day started. My first cup of coffee, it calls out to me. I long for adventure. I need something on my calendar in the not too distant future that I know is going to be fun and maybe challenging. I try to keep something in the future that I'm looking forward to on my calendar because when I don't have it, I long for it. When I have been away from my wife and my kids for a number of days, I find myself longing to be close to them. Though with three small kids, one or two nights away actually does some good for my soul. Today we are gonna read and learn from Psalm 42. And in this psalm, the author speaks of a longing that he has, something that calls out to him, something he misses when he doesn't have it. And I want us to keep an eye out for something, how the author turns his longing into hope. A bit of context. Psalm 42 was written by a Korahite, a member of the Levitical priestly family. These are the men who worked in the temple in Jerusalem. And at the time of this writing, the author was in some form of exile from Jerusalem. In short, the temple in Jerusalem was the center of Israelite worship. For hundreds of years, their understanding was in order to truly worship Yahweh, they needed to be in Jerusalem at the temple. But what happens when they aren't in Jerusalem? What happens when they can't go to Jerusalem? What happens when something or someone is stopping them from physically entering the temple to worship? What this psalm speaks to is a specific situation. When the people of God wish they could gather in a certain place to worship God together, but are unable to do so. Does that sound familiar? Let's read Psalm 42. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and Hermon from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and waves have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all day long, Where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall praise him, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. The first verse of this beautiful psalm uses the imagery of a deer needing water. And it says, the way a thirsty deer longs for water is how I long for you. It says, my soul thirsts for the Lord. In Hebrew, the word for soul is the word nefesh. And instead of referring to the unseen immortal soul like the New Testament does, nefesh refers to the self or a living being. It is the sum total of you. It's who you truly are. Here, the author is saying, all that I am longs for God. My whole being longs for God. There is no part of me that does not long for God's presence and for his redemption and for his glory to touch. For the author of the psalm, the way a deer thirsts for water is the way his whole life longs for God. You see, thirst is a need, not a want. It's a life or death sort of thing. If you don't drink water, you will die. The psalmist here begins and says, God's very presence is life to me. As we begin this new year, let me ask, where are you finding life this year? I think that we seek life in so many places. Like a thirsty deer searching for water, we search for things that promise to give us life. We seek life in relationships and in careers, in achievements, in food, in substances. We seek life in material possessions. And while food, for example, may give us physical life, the truth is abundant, significant, eternal life is found only in Jesus. As Jesus promised us in John 10:10, when he said, I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly. The invitation of Jesus is an invitation to true life, to the truest life. A life lived in pursuit of and in relationship with Jesus is the realest life we can find. Decide now, on the doorstep of a new year, full of new possibilities, opportunities, and challenges, to seek the abundant life that Jesus has for you. Next, I want to focus on this phrase that is repeated in this psalm. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. I love the honesty of the psalmist here. He admits that his soul, his being, his life is cast down. Other translations will say dejected or discouraged or disquieted. It's depressed. It's not where it once was. As the psalmist recalls leading the procession of worshipers into the temple, he's grieved because he can't currently do that. Many of us know what that is like. I regularly find myself here in the Southside Sanctuary where some of our weekend services normally take place at Christian Assembly. And it's where our Fusion 18 to 35-year-old community would gather on Sunday nights. And every time I'm here, I remember Fusion. I see myself standing on the front row as the worship team leads us. I remember looking to the side sections and smiling and waving at friends as they arrive and find their way to their seats, and definitely not giving them a look that asks them, why are you late to worship? I would never do that. But as I remember standing in the front row, worshiping with Fusion, I feel myself get sad. my soul becomes cast down a bit because I miss it. I miss worshiping in our normal space. I miss seeing the unmasked faces of friends in my church family. I miss hugging people during the greeting time. I miss sharing a meal with friends at the cafe after Fusion. I miss it because God has met me. God has met us here in this space time after time after time. And listen, I know not everyone hearing this is feeling the exact same things. But if you're feeling the loss and pain of this last year, it's good to be honest about what you are feeling and experiencing in this season. I think one of the great things that God is teaching his church about in this season is lamenting. We don't generally lament well in the Western church. We love to focus on celebration, which is a good thing. I'm not saying we shouldn't celebrate, because if you are in Christ, you have much to celebrate. What I am saying is that we would do well to learn to hold our grief, our downcast souls before God with honesty and with sincerity, and ask him to heal what hurts. Ask him to heal what's broken. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? But the author goes on, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Here's what I love that we see in this beautiful psalm. Despair and hope can coexist. Some people that I meet, they seem to only do despair. And you know these people as well. They only talk about what's wrong. Every post is about a problem of some kind. They only do despair. Others only do sunny optimism, right? You can't get them to admit that there are hard things taking place in this world and in their lives. But for the psalmist, he's able to do both. Spiritual maturity is not denying the disappointments that come, but it's not being swallowed up by them either. There is a certain hopeful resilience in this psalm. I know reality, and yet I shall praise him. The psalmist doesn't wait until the dark season is over to call himself to praise and remember his salvation and who his God is. This season will not last forever, and hope arrives in the midst of it. You can be downcast and grieved and still cling to hope. In fact, I think that when you find yourself in stormy seas, that you learn to cling to hope even more. The psalmist uses this beautiful and powerful imagery in verse 7. He says, deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and waves have gone over me. Throughout scripture, stormy waters and breaking waves and the deep places, they're all associated with chaos. Ancient Hebrews viewed these waters as places of evil and sin. If you read scripture, what you find is story after story of chaotic waters and the all-powerful God. Think of the chaotic waters at the beginning of creation that the Spirit of God hovers over, and from them brings the order and peace of creation. Think of the stormy waters of the Sea of Galilee that Jesus walks on, and then he calms from the front of a boat. When chaotic and stormy waters rage, God is always present, demonstrating his power over them, proving time and time again that even in the most chaotic of waters, he brings order and he brings peace. I don't know what the waters of 2021 will be like, but if I had to guess, I bet there will be some storms. There will be some chaos. And it's in the chaotic, loud, stormy seas that we learn to hope in God in new ways. Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Let me ask as we begin a new year together, where are you placing your hope in this new year? Where are you placing your hope? There are many things claiming to be worthy of your hope in this new year. And the truth is, none of them are actually worthy of it. Depending on your views, the COVID vaccine might be a good thing, but it's not worthy of all of your hope. Depending on your views, a new presidential administration might be a good thing, but it's not worthy of all of your hope. A job that pays your bills and provides for your family is a good thing, but it's not worthy of all of your hope. A strong economy is a good thing, but it's not worthy of all of your hope. The person that you are married to or engaged to or are dating, they are a good thing, but they are not worthy of all of your hope. There are lots of good things in our world and in our lives, but the psalmist reminds us, hope in God. God alone is worthy of our deepest hope because he never changes, because he never fails us, because he never abandons us. How do we find our life in God? How do we place our hope in God? A few quick ideas found in this psalm. Number one, remember. Remember. The psalmist tells us, these things I remember. Recall to mind the ways God was with you in the past. See, it's amazing what you find when you go looking for it. A few weeks ago, I decided to do a 2020 recap on my Instagram stories. So I went back 12 months in my photo and I went looking for the good moments and events of the last year. I went hunting for the good. And guess what? I found it. Mixed in with the memes and the screenshots were all of these beautiful moments that reminded me of God's kindness and goodness to me over the last year. Remember what God has done. Hunt for those memories in your story and find ways to remind yourself of them. Number two, sing to the Lord daily. This is a psalm of worship. From a lonely, exiled place. See, I think that we need to decide to make 2021 a year of praise. I will sing to the Lord no matter what comes my way. Whatever 2021 brings, let me be found praising my God. Number three, pray. So much of the psalm is the psalmist speaking to God, asking questions and bringing both the good and the bad. Decide that no matter what happens this year, my prayer life will grow and be strengthened in 2021. Number four, finally, receive your life as a good gift. Receive your life as a gift. Every day from God is a gift to us. Every moment is a gift. It's a chance to encounter his spirit, a chance to grow and be changed by him. As I looked back on my 2020 highlights, it didn't change the fact that 2020 was hard. It didn't undo the reality of a pandemic and of lockdowns, of racial tensions and political divide. It didn't undo the loss and the loneliness. Those were all parts of the year. But it caused me to remember. My God was so kind to me. My God was so faithful to me. My God saw me through this year. 2020 showed us just how quickly things of this world that we place our hope in can vanish before our eyes. Whether it's an economy or a job or your health, things can change fast. In 2021, be grateful for good things, but hope in God. We all have things that we are missing in this season that we are longing for, some normalcy, maybe traveling to see family and friends. Maybe it's seeing someone smile instead of a mask. We can grieve that, and yet we can also talk to our soul like the psalmist. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Hope in God. In him we find our life. In him we place our hope. And this season won't last forever, but God will. And for that we give him thanks and we give him praise. For I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. As we enter this new year together, we wanted to begin 2021 by remembering the ultimate source of our life and our hope, which is the death and resurrection of Jesus. And to do that, we are going to receive communion together. We just celebrated Christmas, where we remembered his birth, that he came and was born in a manger. But part of remembering his birth is remembering why he came and was born as a baby. He came not just to be born as a baby, but to live a sinless life. And not just to live a sinless life as an example for us to follow, but to become a sacrifice on our behalf. To die a sinner's death on a cross and to rise again 3 days later. And before he went to the cross, the evening before, he gathered with his disciples, some friends of his, and he shared a meal. And at that meal, he took some bread and he took a cup and he gave them a picture and instructed them, as often as you gather, I want you to remember this. So he took some bread and he broke it. And he said, as often as you gather, I want you to break bread and remember my body that is broken for you. I want you to remember that I'm going to the cross to be broken on your behalf so that you don't have to be broken because of your sin. And so I want to invite you now to take some bread and to remember his body being broken for you. Let's take the bread together. And then the word tells us he took a cup. And he said, this cup, it represents the new covenant, the new deal. Here's how it's gonna work. It's no longer about the sacrifices that you bring to God, but now it's about the sacrifice being made for you. And that this cup, Jesus said, represents my blood being poured out for you to give you a new covenant. That when you take this cup, you remember the new covenant, that you are right with God because of Jesus' death and resurrection. So I want to invite you now to take a cup and to remember the new covenant that you have with God. So Jesus, as we begin this new year together, we remember your death and your resurrection, your sacrifice and the covenant that you made for us, that we might truly find our life and our hope in you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
As a blessing for you in 2021, we just wanted to sing the words of the Aaronic blessing over you from the book of Numbers. It goes like this.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Would you sing that with me? The Lord bless and keep you.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
So we sing amen to that prayer.
Oh, amen.
Thank you for being with us today. If you made a decision to follow Christ at any point during our service, or you would like to know more about what it means to follow him, let us know so we can have a pastor follow up with you. You can email us at the address below or text the word decision to the number 52855. And now let me close with this benediction from Numbers chapter 6. In the new year, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. All right, everybody. Great being with you today. See you next week.